Good morning. I'm Mike Yoretta. Here are the top COVID-19 related headlines this hour on AMC. The Philippines begins vaccinating economic frontliners, or the A4 priority group, today. That's after 1 million additional doses of the Sinovac drug arrived from China Sunday. These vaccines will be deployed across the National Capital Region and to other high-risk areas in the Visayas and in Mindanao. With the increased stock, Vaccine Chief Carlito Galvez Jr. expects to hit the 6 million mark in terms of total vaccinations this week. There will also be a symbolic vaccination for economic frontliners at a mall in Pasay City. Meanwhile, nearly 1.3 million people have received their second doses. Earlier, a government doctor had claimed over 1 million missed their appointments for their second jab, but the health department debunked that statement, saying far less, only 113,000 people missed their second coronavirus shots. Either way, Vice President Lenny Robredo says this gap should be addressed.
Diba, kahit sabihin pa natin 113,000 yan. Ano pa din, malaki pa din. And tayo, naghahabol tayo ng numbers, naghahabol tayo ng yung supplies, hindi mag-expire. So dapat yung sistema talaga para masiguro, na babalik yung mga tao.
The number of COVID-19 cases rises across the regions. The ABS-CBN research group identified a spike in cases in the Calabar Zone, Central Luzon, Western Visayas, Northern Mindanao, and in the Cagayan Valley. Higher infection rates are also seen in Davao, Cagayan de Oro, South Cotabato, and in Iloilo. But the health department says the situation remains manageable. Tighter quarantine restrictions have also been implemented, and hospitals have allotted more critical care beds, particularly in the Western Visayas, the Southern Mindanao, Caraga, and in the Zamboanga Peninsula.
Manageable, pero kailangan talaga natin patupad yung minimum health standards natin. Meron akong presence of variant concern. The only way na parang ma-prevent yung transmission or spread of the virus is talagang gagawa sila ng border control at saka i-elevate nila yung kanilang quarantine position.
Newly hired Filipino nurses, nursing aides, and nursing assistants are barred from working abroad for now. Philippine Labor Secretary Sylvester Bello III confirms that they have suspended the processing of overseas employment certificates for healthcare workers. That's after the annual deployment ceiling of 5,000 new hires was reached. But Bello says healthcare workers who have already obtained their overseas employment certificates may leave the country. An infectious diseases specialist admits that the government's basis for requiring the use of face shields is more theoretical than scientific. Dr. Ana Malundo from the Philippine General Hospital says that most of the research on face shields suggests that they're effective in preventing COVID-19 transmissions in high-risk areas like hospitals. But she says there have not been many studies for its use within the general population. Still, Malundo believes that it's better to be safe than sorry.
Despite this intervention and all other standard PPE that we are already using, we have experienced a surge that is that have caused a great burden, especially to our healthcare setting. And so I think at this time, it will be safer to use or recommend face shield while vaccine coverage is still low. And also there, physical distancing cannot be guaranteed at all times.
And those were the top headlines this hour. I'm Mikey Oreta. Please stay safe and keep it here on ANC, the ABS-CBN News Channel.